tennis game going on right now, so we need to wrap this up.
Are you winning or losing the match?
I'm playing against Shug, so I'm smoking him.
Who needed a rest, you or him?
Probably both of us. It's actually called Wehab. It's good for our shoulders.
Looking at the tape, what do you need to do to win this game on Sunday?
I mean, we just need to play how we've been playing. You know, we got to play good defense. We can't turn the ball over, and you know, we got to be able to stop the run, and we got to be able to establish a run on offense. So, I mean, I don't think the game plan ever changes. It's just you know, how to execute. And you know, right now, the Texans are on a roll. They're playing good defense, and they are you know, where they're getting people is that they're so balanced. You know, their run game is so strong. You know, running that slash weak and stuff, that in the bootlegs off of it, you know, they're able to take their shots downfield and create big plays. And they're getting, I mean, their turnover ratio is huge. I think they're like plus 15. And they're capitalizing on that. So you can't shoot yourselves in the foot when you play good teams. And, you know, we're in must-win situations from here on out. And so, you know, this is a playoff game for us. And even if we get into the playoffs, we're going to have to play every game on the road anyway. So, you know, this is a good test. And, you know, we're excited to go down there and get after it.
The two best running backs in the league playing against each other this weekend, in your opinion?
I mean, Aaron Foster's a heck of a running back. He really is. You know, this is my first time playing against him, but watching him on tape, he does some great things. But, you know, I mean, I would say Adrian's the best, without a doubt. But after what Marshawn Lynch did to us, you know, hopefully Aaron Foster doesn't do the same. So I can't, maybe we'll say he's the third right now. We haven't played against him, but, you know, we got it. I mean, that's part of their game. We have to shut down and we have to be able to tackle, and we can't let them get started. With good backs like that, you got to try to get to them, you know, in the backfield, so they can get ahead of steam going.
From your perspective, how would you describe Adrian Peterson's season and his recent run in the last eight games?
It's phenomenal. I mean, he's absolutely in. He's focused, and he's on. I don't know if you can call it a season-long zone, but that's what he's in. And he is just, you know, obviously he had a little extra motivation this year, and it shows. And he's out there running hard and trying to win football games. And the greatest part about it, it hasn't changed, like, who he is. You wouldn't even notice. I mean, he's still the same guy around here, and, you know, just wants to win football games.
I mean, that's not supposed to happen, right?
You know, I don't know. Anything can happen. I mean, you know, God makes everybody differently. So, you know, great things can happen. And, you know, sometimes you're faced with adversity to see how you're going to react. And he obviously reacted in the right way. He went back to work, and he was never going to let this injury be an excuse for him, you know, not to be at the level he was at. And I think all the people saying he couldn't do it gave him more drive. And that's the competitor in him. That's why we love him around here.
Jared, you came so close last year, and then Watt and Alden Smith have 19.5 this year. You think someone eventually gets Strahan's record?
Oh, I think so. I said at the beginning of this year, I think, you know, 25 is a realistic number in the way this league is, especially with these with the 3-4 linebackers. I mean, you got, you know, Alden Smith, who is he's basically a defensive end. You got DeMarcus Ware, who's basically a defensive end with the athletic ability of linebacker standing up, coming off the edge, and creating serious matchup problems, whether it's one-on-one with the back or, you know, where they can blitz from and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it's definitely attainable. I mean, you know, Alden Smith, obviously, in the past year, I mean, what J.J. Watt is doing is crazy from that five technique position. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, praise God that thing is happening, because you don't see that very often. And, you know, so, you know, I think one day it'll get, I mean, if not this year.
What is J.J.'s strength in when you've seen him play?
You know, we don't watch too much. We obviously don't watch the podium defense. I kind of just see the highlight clips or when I'm watching a game. You know, he doesn't try to get outside of himself, is what I've noticed. He does what he does. You know, he has one move, he has a counter off of him. He doesn't get there. He tries to affect the game in all facets. He drops the ball down and he creates, you know, matchup. And then he can play right and left, so he's creating matchup problems, whether it's in the three technique, it's in the five. And, you know, just his sheer, you can see it. I mean, his energy level and the effort he puts forth to his craft is high right now. And he, you know, his will not to be stopped. And like I said, you got to have things go your way. You got to have a couple of sacks fall into your arms. And, you know, he's got everything going his way right now.
How much do you think it helps if they move him around, whereas you are always on the same side?
You know, I mean, that helps if you can do it both. I mean, because then you're not stagnant. You know what I mean? So teams can't really game plan specifically for you. You make them check protection. You make them do things. They can take advantage of if one guard's, you know, weaker than the other, or one tackle or something like that. You know, I'm kind of old school in the way is here I am. You know, left tackle is supposed to be your best tackle. Right end is supposed to be your best end. Let's see who's best. This year I've seemed to face left tackles, tight ends, and running backs. So I'd like to just get one left tackle. That'd be nice. I'm just kind of old school. I like playing on the right side. And I like knowing where I'm going to go, and I just try to beat what's in front of me. But, you know, having the ability to move around, and especially if he's comfortable in both stances and working from both sides, I mean, that's only, you know, like I said, now you're creating matchup problems for the offense.
But you have no desire to be moving.
No, I would. I mean, I would just – my theory is don't go put me on the left side where I'm not taking reps at, and that's because, you know, believe it or not, it becomes – it doesn't transfer as easy. You know, you got to get used to working back on one side and doing everything with opposite hands and opposite feet. So for me, I'm kind of, you know, a little fish out of water on the left versus, you know, why handicap two people, put someone on the left over the right when, you know, I know what I can do over on the right, and we got people that can do stuff on the left. So, you know, that's just kind of the way I look at it.
Why were you so great last Sunday?
Why was I?
Yeah.
I try to be great every Sunday, Sid. I don't know. Lord shine upon me. You know, I just was able to hit the quarterback. He just didn't have the ball in his hand when I got to him.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We good?
Thanks.